Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in misconstrued, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
New York. Gave the streets a shovel, I got them digging me. In my new dope swag, they can't miss me. Why you sell V-neck on Uncle Crispy? Numbers on the dashboard, reading 260. I pulled it out just to catch some. We getting money, doing what we want. In the club, jump a freak business. 50 on the weed, 100 on the liquor. And we don't care how much it costs when we buying cars. Shopping online, no, we don't do the mall. So the shit I'm seeing it won't be installed. The label on my chick shades, hey, Dior. That boy from New York, you ain't gotta ask. Slick talker, the money coming out his ass. Hustle to get cash, everything, got my hands in it. Brown paper bag under my mask with bands in it. Hold the big homie, shout out to Russell Simmons. It's Brooklyn Cavalli, I'm the new both of niggas. And I ain't being cocky, I'm just confident. Cause everybody already know who my father is. Ain't living off the strength of no one. That's why I went to jail for trying to sell them whole ones. Came in the game 01, almost a decade and a half. Dedicated my life to what I'm doing right now. So it wasn't a waste of time when my deal fell. I wouldn't go back the way I feel now. Bags out of Bloomingdale's, and I know them Cubans well. The streets fucked up, all they do is shoot and tell. Young niggas funeral, every other week pass. Pillows in his coffin, as big as a weed bag. And I don't mean to brag, this is real life. So holla at me when you see me at that red light. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. You know you my baby girl, X and all your baby boy. Name, home, weight, not that gym that you just joined. Holla at my old days, cause they got that best boy. New York state of mind, I just gotta have my Yankee on. Represent where I'm from, with integrity. He stay ready for war, nigga, you better be. All praises due to Allah, he helped to better me. Eyes in the back of my head, and they ain't never sleep. I did it for the East, but when I'm out West, I'm on my Nipsey Hustle chasing Wonder Bread. She took it to the head cause the heels cold. I blast at her right before I peeled off. We in that white ghost, smearing off. Shoot a nigga anytime I start to feel sore. Strong enough to force, I'm running my own label now. Bitches like gold chains, they wanna hang around. Photos up on Instagram, following me Twitter hoes. Got a body like the models in that video. Every time that where we go, holla at them triple O's. Fucking with them crip niggas, real niggas stand alone. Anybody get it, black flag, wrapped around the dome. Got bars like them niggas who ain't coming home. In the word on the streets is that I'm back on it. I did it for the city, fuck around if you want. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to them white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York.
The Council.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million. Tell them.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
Yeah, first up. Calabunga. I'm a wave runner. I'm a wave runner. I bring the thunder to your chest, make it look like spaghetti. Party time, lots of confetti. I go hard, nigga. I go ham. Rock a Bentley on my wrist. Money tall as Abraham. I get the party swerving. I'm a money maker. Shut up, bitch. I make it rain. I'm getting paper.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. You're stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
You're not a gangster. That's not a hood. That's just a brick building. A dirty neighborhood. I put on for my city. Then the love turned to hate. So I learned from D. Dave and said, fuck it, I ain't great. Cause in 2009 wasn't many rap bitches. But since I stepped in and showed them how to win. Now let's give a round of applause. For three new rap bitches that I just burned.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'ma tear it down, man. Any stage I step on, I'm not one to brag, but fuck it, I'm the best dog. The name is DJ, and I'm a bad motherfucker, so I gotta turn it up for my sister Mo Butter. DC, what's poppin'? Poppin' what it is. Shout out to my nigga Bishop. Shout out to my nigga Rick. And you know I'm from the act, so you know I go to work, bruh. Call me for them chips, I get you car and Kimber Walker.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state, getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a minute. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
Yeah,
definitely a lot
in Ball Boss Radio.
Nick, what's going on?
What's going on, Black? How you doing?
You know, chilling.
That's good. I kind of hear like a little echo in your mic, though.
I might have to try to fix that.
Nah, I kind of hear it. Do you hear an echo when I talk?
Nah.
Oh. But anyway, for all of those who are tuning in, yes, 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 you are definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Mickey Barbs, a.k.a. Ad House, yeah, hey, gang. And we have Brooklyn Black, at Brooklyn Black on Twitter, holding it down, pregame radio, as always. Shout out to Angel Love Tweets. Follow her. She is the All Barbs owner. If it wasn't for her, we would not be here today. Well, I wouldn't be doing this. Black already has his own show on Fridays and Saturdays, like I said again, pregame radio. But shout out to Angel Love Tweets. I need to go follow her. And she definitely does have an Instagram at DMV's Angel. Shout out to her. She just started her shit. So make sure y'all go follow. And I definitely did tell a couple of people that I was going to shout them out. But before I do, you already know, shout out to the All Barbs, all the Barbs. I see y'all. Shout out to the All Barbs promoters at K-Continental. You know, everybody that goes hard, like, and everybody be switching up their Twitter name nowadays. So, you know, it's not that I'm not mentioning you because I don't love you. It's just that I'm trying to, I got to still remember your fucking Twitter name. Because you change it so much. But I'm trying to
have the same problem on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean.
Shout outs, you know.
But then I can't remember their name because they got too many X's or too many underscores and shit. Yo, have at least just one underscore. You know, throw a number in as a letter. Do something. Like, too many extra punctuations and marks and shit make it hard for you to get a shout-out. Because I don't know how to pronounce it. You got X, Y, Z, and all this other X's and shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Word. I mean, you know, and when you say Instagram, you know, like, that's like a little touchy topic for me right now. Yeah, for all y'all who don't know, but I'm pretty sure most of y'all have noticed because I'm not fucking appearing across your timeline anymore, your feed, but it's because I've been flagged. It's five pussy ass whole nigga bitches out there that definitely went hard to get me reported and then have my account flagged. Like, I'm not even going to say this again, but like I said again, like, I didn't do anything to anybody. All I did was post pictures of myself, whatever else.
Have y'all seen Nikki's fucking Twitter? I'm saying.
My feed is like my Twitter, so yes, I definitely have pictures of fucking pussy eating and all of that shit on my shit, and I love having all of the extra shit, but like, what is that to anybody? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like it, don't like my shit. That's all.
We got a call in the building. Your last four digits are 6264. Last four digits 6264. What's good? You on the air?
Yeah, what's up? I mean, it's that Daddy Reese, you fell. You know what I mean? Follow the bull on Instagram, Bull Stones, you feel? I'm just showing some love, you know what I mean? I always see you all crazy on the GLPs, you feel?
What's going on? Thank you. And okay, you said your Instagram name was what?
Bull Stone, B-O-U-L _ Stone, you feel?
That's what it is.
He only got one underscore, so see, I can give him a shout-out on Instagram because he only got one underscore. I can remember that shit, you know?
You feel? At Daddy _ Reef, you feel? One underscore only, you feel? That's where I keep it at.
That's what's up. Well, I mean, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. I just retweeted. You just tweeted? You just added me or something, honestly.
I didn't get to do my whole, like, I have a lot of followers. And then on top of that, I didn't even get to go through my shout-outs. Like, I'm going to shout out a lot of people right now.
I mean, I could dig that, you feel? But like I said, I saw you was like, you know what I mean? Spend an hour, you feel? You know what I mean? I was like,
Exactly.
All that, you feel? I'll be on my GLPs.
That's what's up. Where are you from?
I'm from South Jersey, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, shout out to Polk Brothers, you feel, upcoming rappers, you know what I mean? There's some producers doing their thing, you know what I mean? Out in South Jersey, you know what I mean? We trying to do what it do.
That's what's up. Shout out to South Jersey. And for the, you know, like, we definitely, this show too, like, every Thursday, we definitely dedicate the show to unsigned artists, independent artists, and I definitely always ask people to send me their music because what I do is I spin it, and then, like, I just have all my listeners and myself and my panel, we definitely critique the music, and we'll let you know if the shit is hot or not.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I got tracks for days. Like, it don't even matter.
Well, I definitely need to send you my email address. You can definitely send that shit in.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Bro, he said he got tracks for days, so, you know.
So when I do send him my email black, like, my fucking shit should be full.
Yeah, you're going to get some shit, like, you feel, you're going to see some, it's all crack, like, you know what I mean? We can make a movie, it don't even matter.
That's what it is. That's what's happening. All right, well, I definitely do want you to like, you know, like, stick around because, like, I just got into the hour. Usually I do it for 2 hours. I usually do this from 8 to 10, but unfortunately today I just had, you know, so much that I was doing that I'm only able to get in my chair, on my mic at 9. So I definitely do have some topics and shit like that, and I'm going to talk about a lot of shit. So shout out to you, and I definitely will send out that shout out again on Twitter. So thank you so much for showing love.
Good luck.
You're welcome, man. I'm definitely I'm not gonna forget about you. I gotta send you my my email address so that you can send in all that shit. All right, so definitely stay tuned.
So
yeah, Black. So that's what's up. Shout out to South Jersey in the motherfucking building. That's what's up. Can't wait to hear that shit. Can't definitely wait to hear that shit. Damn, my fucking timeline is going bananas. But definitely shout out to @SimSec. He's like, when now? Yes, now, and I get on the wave. Call me up.
Yes, right now it's 4 Bars Radio, Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black. I gotta give a shout out to Kid Continental. You know, he done started his show. He had a show last night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I was supposed to call in. Now, actually, I spoke to him before the show. I did, and I told him, like, you know, he didn't mention you and everything, and I was just like, you know, I apologize. I was extremely tired. And
yeah, you know, because you was taken care of. You know, I'm sorry, taken care of, and you know, and I quote. And you
yes.
You know, you
yes.
Had a lot, you had a lot taken out of you.
A lot. I had a lot of shit going on, especially because, you know what it was? I was off from work, so I was just chilling. I was chilling the whole day.
Shout out to 504 on the check-in. I think that's New Orleans. Dirty South, what's good?
Shout out to the Dirty Dirty. Yes, I fucking love the South. The South, the niggas from the South, they show me so much love, like... I love it. I done got love from fucking, shout out to Arkansas, Little Rock, Smooth, the Zoo. Shout out to everybody in the South. They, like, they, the niggas just, I don't know, they must be showing me more than the niggas up North, because they hit me up, but they be on the right, which makes me feel like they're in relationships, you know, and it's wrong for me to hit them up. So, shout out to the South. Y'all definitely... I definitely are holding it down. Shout out to shout out to @7 Stay Fly Ivy. Shout out to you. Shout out to y'all bear with me. I'm nice right now. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm really nice. And I always get to the names wrong. his name is Pussy and Champ.
Wow.
It's sick. Ooh. Shout out to @straight. Shout out to Strippin' Bitch. Shout out to @CGZ number one. Shout out to @No Love For Them. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to @young_poke. He says, I just tuned in. I see you. I see you. Yes, so for those who are just tuning in, I'm definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio, and I definitely do have a live fucking show for y'all. Black, what's going on in the sports world? Because I got a lot of male followers that are tuning in.
Right, of course, my team, the Giants, just didn't make the playoffs this year. It's all right, but... this year's Super Bowl will be your San Francisco 49ers going against your Baltimore Ravens going down February 30th. And I'm saying that's in 2 weeks, so get the...
Shout out to the fucking 49ers, because not to cut you off, though, wait, because I have a follower. She's a female, @BDestiny, and I think a lot of y'all are following her, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? She be going hard for her fucking team, like, so... And that's what it is. Like, shout out to the Giants, too.
Win, lose, or tie, I'm a Giants fan until I die. So, it is what it is.
I'm from fucking New York, and I'm definitely not a Giants fan. But, I mean, I fucks with the Giants. Much respect, but they're not. No, they're not number one.
So, Ms. Nikki Boss, can you get to the call lines? You know, because right now they lit up. People want to talk to you.
No doubt. Go ahead.
All right, let's see. Last 4 digits, 9032. 9032, what's good? You're live on air.
What's on with you, homie?
What's good?
Hey, what's
Not much. Just your boy had no love for them. She hit me up on Twitter, so you know, I decided to call in and, you know, show my love. You know.
Shout out to you. That's what's up. How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, baby.
Ooh, years of wealth in New Orleans. Yes. That's what's up. How y'all doing out there? Y'all all right? Y'all good?
We Gucci getting ready for Mardi Gras and Super Bowl, you know, kind of chilly out here. Well, probably ain't chilly for everybody else, but, you know, it's tropical down here, so there's a little cold weather for us out here, you know.
Fucking, I always wanted to go to Mardi Gras, Black. We got to go.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm in here with my brother. You know, his Twitter name is Shade Game. You know, you can holler at him on Twitter, too.
Shout out to him.
Yo, both of y'all definitely send us a tweet. You know, Nikki Balls at How's the Head Game at Brooklyn Black. You know, we'll definitely retweet, follow you, or shout you out. Most definitely. Hit us up.
Do that. You know, because, you know, we on our music grind out here, too. So we do a lot of stuff for them. You know,
yes. So, y'all, another one that I got to send my email to because, like, I already, you know, like I just told the last caller that, yes, like, I definitely, we do. We go hard with the music. And, you know, I don't know if he was tuning in before we even started talking, but shout out to Admo Butter and out to V Dave. Shout out to the whole big management, LP. I see how y'all doing y'all fucking thing. I love it. I definitely come from that camp, so it just makes me even more proud. You just, Black, have you seen her video? She has a video out, and it's definitely popping.
Yo, trust, I've definitely seen it. She's been keeping all
right.
Me on Facebook. You know,
yeah.
Definitely.
So I'm happy to rep that camp, Big Boy Management, till the day I die. But, yes, y'all need to definitely send us. Y'all need to definitely send us what y'all working with, because we'll definitely let you know if it's hot or not. And I definitely love to hear, you know what I'm saying, music from the South and obviously the diversity from New York.
That's right. Because, you know, me and my brother, like, you know, hip-hop and R&B, we're not really the norm out in New Orleans with the trap music or the
funk. Ooh, and I'm an R&B
critic. It's like, I rap and sing, and, you know, my brother, he sing and do poetry. So, you know, it's a good mix. Real good mix.
That's what's up. I'm such an R&B chick.
We're going down this weekend, so definitely hit me on Twitter so I can hit you those details to get some of that poetry read this weekend.
Well, man, we can
get it. Yes. Spoken words.
Man, we can get it.
I just shouted them out on Twitter.
Yeah, we just sent y'all a shout out on Twitter, my brother, so you know you can holler at him or follow him on Twitter. He just shot you a little shout out on Twitter. So,
all right. So y'all want to give me a shout out for real? Let's try to know we got other callers to get to.
Yeah, but definitely stay tuned because, like, y'all all are calling me. I definitely love the love. All right, but I didn't even go to my topic. Everybody calling me, talk to me. I want to ask some questions, like all types of shit. But definitely, all right, let's go. Thank you for tuning in. Just keep tuning in. I definitely am gonna get back to the tweets. Yes, all right, Black. So if you want to take one more caller, and then.
You know, let's keep it going as far as your NBA goes. New York teams are off tonight, but your Boston Celtics are losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're losing?
Correction. They're up by 375-72 in the fourth quarter with the Orlando Magic losing to the Detroit Pistons 56-64. You know, so if you guys are tuned in, you know, those conferences, you know, definitely check them out. Here we go. We got the caller back. Last four digits, 0994. 0994. You're live on air. 0994.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, bro?
what's up? Are you there?
We lost him. I don't know.
Oh, man, maybe he has bad service. It's okay. It's all right. We'll just keep it going, then. You already know. And shout out to everybody on Twitter. Y'all are cracking me up. Shout out to @DaddyReef, @Daddy_Reef.
Yeah, they just called in.
Yes, I know. Shout out to @Generous_Mail. You already know. Shout out to @Young_Pope. Shout out to @Shade_Game. Everybody just fucking, I can't even get to it.
Shout out to everybody who's rocking with one underscore.
Yes, everybody with the one underscore, y'all are definitely popping right now. And y'all already, Black, you already know, my first time listeners, like, I definitely do like to take it to Twitter every here and then. And, like, I definitely do like to go according to, you know, some of the things that came across my timeline. And I've gotten a lot of hashtag, I would, hold on, my shit is out of control. Hashtag, I would go to a school where?
I would go to a school.
I haven't been able to participate. Usually I do. But if I did have to participate in this, hashtag, I'd go to a school where we'd have elevators, no stairs.
I'd go to a school that served real food for lunch. There's no meatloaf surprise, no guest, I mean, like, some real actual food, not that processed chicken patty shit that they used to give us on Fridays with the flat bone. I'm talking some real shit, you know, real food. Like, you go, you get some macaroni and cheese, you get some macaroni and cheese that was, you know, that was really made, not the noodles and the powdered cheese and he mixed it around. Nah, I'm talking about real baked mac and cheese. So I go to school where they serve real food.
You know what's so funny? I mean, hey, shout out to all those people that, you know, definitely did the hot lunch thing. I never did the hot lunch thing. I always brought my own. So, and then the high school that I went to, I was able to go outside for lunch. So I would go to, like, in the vicinity, there was, like, a Burger King, a Wendy's, or whatever, or Deli. So I was able to get that outside. I didn't want to go through that. But, you know, to each his own, because I used to know niggas, I used to fuck it up, like, and be like, yo, that shit is not for nothing, Nikki. Like, that shit is good, though. Like, you know, like, not everything is bad. And I'd be like, you know what, I don't doubt you, but, you know, I'd go to a school where, there was a less, like, there were a less lot rules, especially when you're in a certain age, like when you become, like, high school, like, co-ed stuff.
I don't know, because, you know, especially with kids, if you give them too much freedom, they don't know how to handle it, so you still got to keep them structured and shit, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about high school, though. I'm talking about, like...
Yeah, even worse, because then they older, then you fuck around, you catch kids fucking in the boiler room, and then you got a whole bunch of 16 and pregnant episodes going on.
But what's wrong? Not to fuck in the boiler room, but, I mean, if you had to go there because you can't go anywhere else, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean... Okay, but we're like, I mean, to me, of course, you know, I would go to a school where it's very good education, but you already know me. I gotta twist and turn shit a little bit. So I would like to go to a school where there was a lot of co-ed shit, like, you know, changing rooms, you know, just little different things, like, we had one side, I had one side.
I would like to go to a school on the beach. No, I'm lying.
I would not want to go to a school on the beach.
I'm lying. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even go to the beach. But, you know, I would like to go to a school where in the game room they had PlayStation, Xbox, and shit.
Not me. I think I hate, like, that's a big distraction. Like, no. I mean, I guess as a guy, you would want that, but I wouldn't. No game systems allowed.
I don't know what to tell you. It's on Hawks Radio. we having, I guess it's different things here. Because, you know, fellas, come on now. You know, how cool would it have been gym class instead of you trying to climb up the rope, some tight social level, or playing ball or dodgeball or some shit. You just play some Call of Duty, or you play some 2K or some shit. You know, I think we would have been in gym every fucking day.
Hell yeah. But I want to talk a little bit about, I want to go into a little bit about double standards when it comes to men and women. And I have a question. I want to know, how do you feel about this, Vlad? You're in a relationship with someone, you're in a relationship with a female, and you have a female best friend. She has a male best friend or a male friend. You know, you say, she's just a friend. She's just a, like, she's just a female friend, like, nothing more, nothing less. I don't look at her any way, and she's just, you know, like, she's just a friend. I work with her, that's just it. You know what I mean? And I can, you know, and she can say, you know, the same thing. You know, like, okay, well, I have a male friend, and he's just a friend. He's just that, nothing more, nothing less. He's in his own relationship, but, you know, we work together, so we just click like that. So that's why, you know, we're friends, and we just have that relationship. And your female friend, she's allowed to text and call you whenever. It doesn't matter what time, but you don't allow her male friend to call her or text her whenever, like, throughout the night, or whenever.
Nah. See, there's no not allowing or none of that shit. Because, see, having those type of bullshit boundaries, that's just, like, that's already a recipe for disaster, if you ask me. Now, I say, yo, if I'm up front with my shit, like, I'll tell my girl, yo, my homegirl, Nikki, she could call me anytime. We ain't fucking none of that, but she's one of the rare people who can call me whenever they need me about anything, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we close, we'll get up, but ain't nothing happening. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you got a man like that, if you got a homeboy like that, and that's your boy, y'all been through thick and thin, cool. But see, the thing about it is, some dudes, they, you know, guys are guys, so they, you know, they're gonna, you know, they think, yo, he doesn't try to fuck her, give an opportunity, he'll fuck her. True, but that doesn't mean he's actually pursuing or he's even into it like that. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, just me personally, you know, if you got a male best friend, cool. You know, I dealt with a girl, and her baby father, they spoke every day. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't gonna, you know, be like, oh, nah, you can't talk to that nigga, because regardless whether I'm in the picture for a week or the next 10 years, that nigga's gonna be there for the rest of both of their lives because they got a kid together. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they just are civil because they're parents and they're just cool, like, yo, I, you know, there's nothing to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta respect the relationships that your spouse has had before you got.
So in other words, you're basically saying, so basically, if, you know, there shouldn't be, it shouldn't be where if you have that type of freedom in the relationship to where your friends can call you at any time, any hour, any moment, that it should, you know, like, it shouldn't be where she has any restrictions on her. Her friends can call anytime, right. You know, any hour.
And if either one has a problem, then that problem should be addressed immediately. Like, they shouldn't be like, oh, I didn't say nothing because that was your friend. Nah. Like, yo, I don't think Darius should be calling you after 10 o'clock. Now, her being a girlfriend, her being respectful, because, yo, her man is coming to her with an issue that she could very easily handle, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa, like, hey, my girl goes, Black, I don't like if Vicky calls you after 1 o'clock, unless it's a dire emergency. Cool.
Oh, well, that's going to be a problem because
I'm just saying.
I'm going to call you if I need to call you.
people, Nikki Boss has called me at 3 o'clock in the morning looking for her lighter. Mind you, I'm in Brooklyn. She's on the ass end of the Bronx talking about, Black, where's my lighter? I have no fucking clue where your lighter is.
I don't know. I'll be bugging out. You know what it is? Because, like, my lighters just be going mysteriously. Like, they just be going. And I like that. And I'm like, I need to use it. And then it's like, you were last chilling with me. So it's like, okay, where the fuck is my lighter?
So, like, yeah, if I had it, I was just going to walk right to your house and fucking bring it. But back to the whole thing, it's all in respect. Because, like, if the officer, like, my girl goes, hey, I don't like when Michelle calls you after 10 o'clock. All right, yo, Michelle. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not calling me after telling us to the mercy, you know what I'm saying, my lady? You know, you ain't even got to bring her interest. Like, yo, I'll be asleep. You know what I'm saying? If you wake me up just to chat, you can say that shit before I go to bed. You know what I'm saying? It's all on a matter of respect. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, my girl came to me with an issue like that, talking, oh, I don't like how such call you all late at night, and they call you just to talk about bullshit, like there's no mercy, there's nothing going on, nothing like that. I'm like, all right, I can do one or two things. I got an iPhone now, so guys with iPhones, y'all know about the do not disturb. I can, you know, flip that on and don't nobody hear shit. Or go, if you really want to do that, I'll be like, hey, yo, because you know, now I call me after 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Hello. I mean, I guess, like, straight up. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you guys...
It's a compromise, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a compromise, you know? If that's what it is, then that's what it is, you know, straight up.
Yeah.
Just straight the fuck up. Like, if that's just your nigga friend, that's just your nigga friend. If that's just your female friend, that's just your female friend. And if you love your man, if you love your woman, then that's all that there is. You know,
now,
just
what
people...
What I will say is fucked up is when people, male and female, but I've mostly heard of females doing this, they get a boyfriend, then they just stop talking to all their friends. You know what I'm saying? Because they got this new man. And it's not like, you know, this new man like, oh, I want you to have no friends. Like, she just, because she's all into this nigga. Meanwhile, this nigga's being a douchebag, fucking other bitches, and still having his life with his people. You know what I'm saying? But she ain't got no more friends. She changed her number.
I don't feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for her. And her friends should, you know what I'm saying, should back away. Because at that time and point, you know, if you're still stuck on somebody that's still shitting on you, still fucking other bitches, and you know of this, and you still, you know, allow yourself to put up with to somewhat degree, or you still have strong amount of feelings for that individual, then obviously then that's what you're in. To me, how I would look at that is that's what you're into, that's what you're like. So to complain about it is just to hear yourself talk. I can no longer, as a friend, be involved in that because now that I know this. So with me knowing this, I'm going to fall back and let you just go on. Because it's so... How many times am I going to tell you, you know, stop fucking with this nigga, don't do that, he's a douchebag, you know, and you deserve better than that, but you still fuck with him, and you still fuck with him every single time you tell me, I know, right? And then, like, right after our conversation, you probably go call him and text him. I'm not going to keep going through that with anybody. So for a female that's in that situation, then I can't deal with. So she deserves to be friendless, and she deserves to fucking just be, I guess, put up with that nigga. That's what the fuck she's built for. I'm not built for that. Not
yeah,
for a
they,
friend.
They, you got niggas who, you know, this nigga they do it to it. It's just more pathetic when niggas do it. You know what I'm saying? Because nigga, he'll get a new girlfriend next year, you know. Like, yo, what's up? Nah, I'm with the career wifey tonight. You know, and this nigga always up on the wifey. But then they break up, you want to be around his boys. Like, nah, nigga. Like, you can't come around. You know, you was just all smitten, fucking carrying bags from shopping, and you act like you ain't know me. You see me in the street, but now she done put you out the house, or you done caught some nigga stick in her text messages or whatever. Now you want to call your boys. If you got to be all in, then fucking be all in. Handle that shit yourself. Don't excommunicate your people and then try to come around when shit get rough.
No, but shout out to the niggas that will fuck another nigga that they know. Now, they, not a nigga, fuck another nigga's bitch that they know. Now, they do not have to be best friends with this nigga. They can know this nigga through, like, maybe one of their main niggas, because maybe their main nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, loses to that person.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the niggas that fuck niggas' bitches that they know. And then be on some shit, like after they fuck her, like, they still be chilling, smoking with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the nigga talk about the bitch. Meanwhile, back on his side of the bedroom door, he's hyping her.
Yo, most niggas is real louse like that, you know what I'm saying?
But then, to me, I think that's low. But then, to the nigga will say to me, like, fuck out of here, like, that's not my nigga, like, that's not my friend, that's not my main man, like, I just know the nigga. But, like, but you still talk to the nigga, though, like, you still be in the nigga's house, and you still smoke with the nigga, so I don't understand, like.
Now, that's just plain disrespectful. Like, if it's some nigga, like, I see it passing, and somebody say, yo, Black, this is such and such, yo, all right, what up, cool, and then. You know, oh, this is today. Hey, how you doing? And then they on down the line, fucking, you know, it come to me. Did I hit it? Yo, I just met the nigga. You know what I'm saying? She throwing it at me. Maybe, you know, hey, I was fucked up. I was drunk. I took it. Like I said, that's not my nigga, though. Shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit has nothing to do with me. I'm a single nigga doing what a single nigga does. She's the one that disrespected you. I just met you and I almost said, hey, how you doing? I
don't
know what prior contact with your
heifer. but when you get to me, because I can see that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm realistic with shit, but at the end of the day, I feel like you going out, you know what I'm saying, maybe having a drink or two with the nigga, you listen to the nigga vent about how his bitch, you know what I'm saying?
If it's like that, it's real fucked up. And that's real fucked up, you know, like that. If you was actually going, you hanging out with the nigga, you know what I'm saying, then you fuck his chick, yeah, you're fucked up for that. True indeed. I agree with you 100% on that. But if it's just on some passion shit, and I fucking find out, oh, that's a man? Oh, shit. Damn. Hope he knows she fucking around. You know what I'm saying? That's just, it is what it is.
Crazy. Well, I definitely do want to get into my shoot break. So whenever you're ready, let's get it. I gotta go pay some bills really quickly. I only have an hour.
Alright, let's do it. Yo, King Continental, what up? I see you, player. We be back.
Kid, yes, hold on.
Hold, right. TJO on maximum. Hood, Rick Ryan Treason on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Hold,
you see that bling blow? Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, good or dope for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just the passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, I hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Stay for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies. Fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, shut me up, cause I need a fix. I also deal it, hit me up, if you need a hit. I got a lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I just this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'm a timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we won't get into that. Her rich, be the teens, y'all cue the clip. Got the whip, it ain't about the green, you ain't saying shit. Nah, I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin', do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talk about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot now, what I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame hated. Nancy on the track, she'll sit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Con Edison. Never are you better than me, no, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. Got niggas
delicate. Big, you ain't never lied. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted rugby on, true religion, jeans.
Okay, stupid ninja turtle flow. Now I get so many moves and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Oh, my commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. 4 times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at the offices, handling my business. Get a whiff of this ooh, I like. Friday, got more jump offs than suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I done this.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No. Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
Hey, that's what it is. Shout out to everyone that's rocking out on All Bobby's Radio. The lines are rocking. I see y'all.
We back.
Sex in the Strangest Places. Mm.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Before we even get... Kid Compton, what's good, man?
What's good, boy? How you doing?
Chilling.
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here trying to play this 2K for some reason. I'm just trying to enjoy my day off. How y'all?
You know, we chilling, doing the damn thing, like, you know.
Yeah. So, Nikki, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you? You sound like, you know, you're real relaxed. You doing what you're doing.
Yeah. That's the best way to be.
So let me ask you a question. Sex in the Strangest Places. Where's the strangest place you've ever had sex?
Public park.
Public park.
Yes.
Being that, so I'm guessing you don't want to drop the name of the park because
no,
so close to one another.
Yeah, I'll say Bronx Park East.
Oh, I don't know that park, but okay.
Not Bronx Park East.
He's stupid. it was a park, like, you know. And the funny thing, it was like, it just was nobody there. It was actually, like, almost, like, late afternoon, like, you know, when the sun's about to go down. And there's nobody there for some reason, so I just do what I do. In those situations, it'd be like the park be full and all that, but that day was just like an empty day. So I was like, cool. And if somebody did see it, then oh well.
What about you, Black?
Man. Craziest. I would say my job, the basement of my job, yo. Craziest place I did it.
He's in the basement of his job. That's crazy.
Shout out to the Sprint store. You know, it was me and this customer came and, you know, Sunday it was real slow. Nobody was there. She came through and, she came through the store with this like short skirt on and like no drawers and shit. Like, so I'm like, you know, and she just started talking that good shit. Locked the door, took it to the basement, did the damn thing. Said the buyer, we shouldn't have bought 2 phones. So, at the end, you know, it was a win-win for me. I got an end commission, you know.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, that was the craziest place for me there, you know. And I had to worry about nobody seeing, you know. I was in a non-camera area, so it was all good.
You got away with one.
Yeah, got away with one.
So What about you, Miss
Ball?
That's
crazy. Whoa, what about me? That's crazy.
You know, she stayed trying to get away.
Always, right?
Always. Yeah, it is, because I love that lifestyle, though. Like, I like, you know, like, the type of individual that I am. Like, you know, I'm very open with minds and, you know, my man and everything. And, you know, we just, so I have a lot of strange places. But, like, well, the most recent, I want to go on the most recent. I'm not going to take it way back. Because if I think I take it way back, it's going to be like sinful type strange. Like,
this nigga fucking in church.
Oh, wow. I hope not. Uh-oh.
Busted.
I don't even want to talk about it, but the most recent strange place was, I was at work, and it was just one of those days, and I really needed something. I need to feel something. I felt like I can't focus without it. So I called up, you know, and he came down to my job, and of course, I tried to find every non-hidden camera place blind spot at my job, but it was just, like, no way. And so we end up going to, like, McDonald's. It was in a McDonald's bathroom.
You lucky you end up on World Star walking out that motherfucker.
No, but you know what? You know what's so funny? No, because you know what? It was so cute. Because you want to know what's so funny? Because we played it off so lovely. And,
wait, what the fuck is cute about going to McDonald's?
This stupid.
No, not to say it like that. But nobody knew, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was controlled. It was premeditated. It was planned. So it wasn't what you thought it would be. Like, it was just like, you know, every other couple, you know, trying to figure, you know, like, all right, the lines are extra long, so I have to go really bad, and you have to go, so it's just like, whatever, I'm going to go, and you're going to watch my back, so you're going to come in, and whatever. It wasn't that bad, and it wasn't like, you know.
I mean,
nobody was really paying attention, though.
All right, so, you know, you got away with one as well. All well and good. You got away with one as well.
Yeah. So that was strange because I've never done that before, and I would never have thought to do that. But it was just because I was just, you know, extra, read all about it.
Yikes. Let's jump into the call. Let's see. We got another female on the line who has a crazy story. Let's see. 5032, what's going on? You're live on the air. 5032.
They probably scared. Oh
my God. Yo, Nikki got to stop doing that shit.
What do I do?
I don't know. Intimidating niggas or something. I don't know.
How? I'm talking about the strangest place to have sex, and I want to know the strangest place they have sex. That's all.
Jesus.
Now, let's see. All right, 5032, you're live on air.
Oh, shut up, kid. You're scaring. All right. Well, another one for me would be in the botanical gardens.
What?
Yeah. In the botanical gardens in the summertime. The scenery was just so beautiful. How could I not? And then it's just, you know what I had to deal with? I had to deal with me not doing it at that time in that moment, and then me not being able to ever do it because, like, once the park is closed, like, I cannot get in there. So it's just, like, I would never have the chance to do it if I don't do it now. It's either now or never type shit.
Wow.
Is
there
you gotta take the opportunity.
Next to roses, oh, my gosh. Incarnations, oh my gosh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the butterflies, though, that fly everywhere.
It's a garden, what do you expect?
I'm just saying.
Black always dead in somebody's dream, yo. It's a garden, what do you expect?
Like I said, like, I used to say, oh, if it wasn't for the butterflies, it was like you go out to a baseball game going, oh, if it wasn't for the noise, I would really enjoy myself. It's a baseball game. What do you expect?
What do you think the average strangest place that somebody's had sex at? If you had to take a poll, like, what would you say? Would you say, like, in a train station, on the bus?
Public bathroom.
Well, now it's just your thank you to the camera phones. You know, but most 8 out of 10 is always work. The club. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere where you can, where a dude can pull his dick out and insert it into a vagina, nowadays, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell you the most awkward, though. I'm going to tell you the most awkward, though, for me. I'm going to tell you the most awkward. So it's something like work, but it's kind of like college, right? And
we call that internship.
No, it was college, but it was my tutor. I don't know why they would, you know what I'm saying? Like, why they would him out of all people? That's crazy. But he was my tutor. He was my math tutor. And, you know, we don't know statistics and everything. It's not funny. It's not funny.
He hit you with the math tutor. He said, we're going to add the bed, subtract your clothes.
No, but remember, though, like, you know what's so funny? No. No, but we wasn't even, like, we're in a classroom. We're in an empty classroom.
Did you even pass the class?
Yeah, I passed the class. But,
oh.
I mean, it was... You know, it was no help to him, though. But, I mean...
Shit, I bet that nigga walking around like, yeah, I fucked this girl so good, she passed.
But the funny thing is... No, but you guys, but the funny thing is, though, like, it was caught by security. So, he's going into school the next day, and they're like, can we talk to you for a second? Thank God they didn't see me, I guess, the way that, you know. So to them, it was, you know, you and the girl, like, do y'all know that y'all can get expelled for doing stuff like that? Like, that should just wait for after school, after class.
So what position were you in for you not to be seen? Like,
All I'm gonna say is that I wasn't seen. That's all.
Ladies, if you don't want to be seen on camera, make sure he hit it from the back and you were just you just have your head down.
You like the master of disguise, yo. How you get away with that?
Again, number two. Ooh, that's crazy. When he called me, like, right after, like, where are you? I was like, I'm in class. He's like, so can you step out of class? I was like, what's going on? He's like, please, let me talk to you. So he told me, he told me, but then he's telling me, like, don't worry, I don't know what you, I'm just staying, and I'm just, now I'm feeling all bad. I'm just like, oh, yeah. This is crazy.
That's real.
Yo, that's...
That's real, yo. Nicky's
this
the
is
truth.
So
Nicky,
crazy.
Nicky got caught on camera and still didn't get caught.
I gotta stop, so, because, you know, like, it's, but you know, like, I don't know, like, it just takes those times, those days, and it depends, like, because, you know, like, you're not just going to do stuff like that just for anybody, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely, I don't know, that's crazy. Right. Y'all are making me feel like I have the most strangers, though. Like, really?
It's not the strangers. It's just like, come on, you do one in fucking McDonald's and shit, and then the second one, you caught on camera, but then you not caught on camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kid, he got his off in the park. You know what I'm saying? If somebody passed by, fuck it, they passed by. I did that at work.
But you know what, though?
I was a chin court. But you just out there with your shit.
That's crazy, yo.
Are you judging me? Because, I mean, it's
I'm not judging you at all.
I didn't give a fuck, though.
Yo, everybody done did some shit that, you know, they probably shouldn't have done, or they probably should have taken a second call.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, out of the stories that were presented tonight, yours was just...
Shout out to @young_Pope. He's gonna end Wendy's bathroom, so I don't feel bad.
Wow. Wendy's is like more empty than McDonald's, though. McDonald's always be crowded.
Word.
So.
That's crazy. But yes, but you know what's so funny though? It's cool, because that when I did that, I was definitely, well, McDonald's, y'all both know already. Y'all both know already who that was. That was my man.
I didn't know your man worked at McDonald's.
No, he does not, but I remember telling you the story that I told him to come. I was at work, and we got it in.
Got it in.
That's what's up. Or get it off or get it on the lunch break. You know what's wrong with that?
And it definitely was my lunch break. And I had an hour. That's why I was like, we ate at McDonald's. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not going to see you for a whole another week. This can't be life. It was cool. It was a rush.
It just had to happen. Like, it just had to go down.
It just had to.
It had to go down.
And then right after that, he had to go to work. So it was crazy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 o'clock. We got literally about 4 minutes left.
Wow.
We'll be back in the building. God willing, schedules permitting. Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
Yes. Any shout-outs you want to give, Ken?
Shout-out to the whole Guillotine Force, my whole squad. Shout-out to Gun Hill Road, Boston Road, Co-op City. Just everywhere in the North Bronx. That's just who I'm trying to show love to right now. You know, shout-out to all of them. That's it.
Yo, like I said earlier in the show, shout-out to Kid, yo. I called in the show last night, off the train.
Shout out to you, Kid. And you were talking about foreplay, and I was supposed to give my insight on it. That's crazy. I know.
No, I'm so tired.
The fellas
won that shit. It's over.
No, they didn't. What were some of the things that the fellas were saying about foreplay? That's crazy.
That is not. Oh, it's not always necessary.
Exactly.
I mean. No, you know
what,
and I can actually honestly agree. And I can actually honestly agree. Especially being that I'm in a relationship, like, I can honestly agree. It's just like, you know, whenever, however, okay, just please let me just have it.
Yep. But it was a good show. We had fun. Bunch of callers. I love that the ladies called. That was the best thing, because I like talking to ladies and bothering them, especially. So, you know, it's cool. My co-host is cool. Be bothering her. It's fun.
Just like Black bothers me, so I guess that's how that goes.
That's just how it works. So, yeah. Nikki, you know what I'm saying? Listen, Nikki, close out the show, baby.
All right. So like I always do, like I always say, thank you for tuning into All Bobs Radio. Like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about you, what you got going on, especially if what you're doing isn't hurting anybody and it's positive and it's a good look for you. Keep doing it. Once again, Happy New Year, and send that music in so on Thursday we can have this whole round table because it'd be so much fun, and I'll definitely send out my email address. And, good night.
And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrival off, don't drink and drive in. Don't give the side chicks main chick loving, man, because they get caught. That's why foreplay isn't always used. But on that note, out of here. We catch you guys on Thursday, man. Hit us up on Twitter. How's your head game? Brooklyn Black Kid _ Continental. You already know what it is. We out of here. Be safe.
Initiating shutdown sequence.